Hello and welcome to An Image is Worth a Thousand Words. My name is Rob, and don't forget to check out the rest of my blog posts on my website at robhextall.com.
Who's who? I used to think nurses were women. I used to think police were men. I used to think poets were boring. Until I became one of them. I am not a poet, and I know it. But on the occasions I try, people generally don't cry. But to my dismay, some are tempted to say that ChatGPT is better than me. I'm going to let you be the judge of that. And here is this week's question. I'm not a poet, and I know it, but can ChatGPT really be better than me? Before you start, check that you understand this vocabulary. Pause the video to make sure that you understand everything. I was left unmoved by poetry at school, my only memories of it being harrowing verses depicting the horrors of the First World War and Shakespeare's annoyingly difficult to understand sonnets. Luckily for me, I was reintroduced into the world of rhyme and rhythm after a spontaneous charity shop purchase of Birmingham-born Benjamin Zephaniah's Talking Turkeys, a collection of poetry for children. While on holiday in Ireland a few years ago, my wife and I read one poem from the book each evening as a way to unwind after a busy day zipping around seeing the sights. This week's picture is a beautiful memory of us sharing a sunset with the sadly deceased Benjamin as we looked out at the Atlantic Ocean while sitting on some rocks on the breathtaking cliffs of Moher. Another Brummie, Brian Bilston, has kept me enamoured with the format in recent years. Originally a marketing manager, he used to tweet a few short poems without much of a response until one day, a play on words about taking a bus unexpectedly went viral. Shortly after, he was being dubbed the unofficial poet laureate of Twitter, and I have since bought all his books, and I hope to see him perform live one day. Following the more informal and irreverent styles of these two authors, I have occasionally dabbled in the format and attempted to come up with some half-decent verses of rhyme to celebrate birthdays and events. Coinciding with this month's World Poetry Day on March the 21st and the previous day's International Day of Happiness, I thought I'd challenge myself to compose a poem on the theme of happiness. To mix things up a little, I decided to include the concept of siblings too, as both my sisters will be coming over to the Basque Country for a visit later this year. And as a final test, I decided to pit myself against the bête noire of modern day creators, artificial intelligence. I took an event from my childhood and, with a little poetic license, wrote a poem in the form of a badly executed sonnet. I then prompted ChatGPT to do the same. Here's the prompt. Good evening. Could you please write a humorous sonnet about how I fell in love with a terracotta duck called Trevor that I saw in a shop that my mother wouldn't let me buy because I had spent all my pocket money, but my sister paid for simply to stop my tantrum. Please include that my sister made me pay interest on the money she lent me. Thanks. Which one do you think is mine? The cost of love at first sight. Poem 1. In a quaint shop, 'twas Trevor I beheld, a terracotta duck, so fine and bright. His charm a spell upon my heart it held, yet alas, my funds were far too light. My dear mother, with a sigh, refused. No more spending, she declared with care. But Trevor's gaze, my yearning self-accused, a tantrum rose, a sight quite rare. Then came my sister, saviour of the day. With purse in hand, she silenced my despair. I'll buy him for you, but here's the sway. You'll pay me back with interest to spare. And so it was, dear Trevor came to be, a loan repaid, with quacks of glee. Quack, quack. Poem 2. My friend Trev was a terracotta duck who stole my heart in a shop near the beach. It's tough to describe how hard I was struck by a bird made of clay just out of reach. I called to my mother a few yards away. A life without this is one I can't bear. Not a chance, she replied. No way, not today. Distraught, I broke down and started to swear. Sweet child, cooed my mother, tantrums won't work. Your pennies are gone, save more for next time. But my mind was set, so I went berserk. My sister paid up, and Trevor was mine. Tears turned to joy, but then later resent. My sibling's loan was at 20%. As a final bit of fun, I gave the AI another, more simple prompt. Please create a haiku about feeling happiness in nature. Who wrote which, and which do you prefer? Haiku 1. Looking up through trees, admiring Komorebi, I land on cloud 9. Haiku 2. Amidst trees' whispers, nature's embrace brings pure joy. Heart sings with sunlight. Let's chat about the picture and those ideas. Number 1. Describe the picture in as much detail as possible. What were we thinking while on the cliffs? Number 2. Which of the poems were written by ChatGPT? Explain your choices. Do you ever write any poetry? Number 3. Did you study poetry at school? Do you enjoy reading it? If so, what style and authors? And if not, why not? Number 4. Is poetry present in your local culture? Are there live performances or festivals? Number 5. Go through the poems and look up the vocabulary you don't understand. Which words might you use in the future? And here's a quick activity for you. Look for some poems that you enjoy in your mother tongue. Translate them into English. Thank you for watching. I hope this was useful. Have a great day, a great week, and an absolutely fabulous weekend. Bye.